For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. An emotional tribute when Meghan McCain spoke at her father, Senator John McCain's funeral at Washington National Cathedral this morning.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly.
Her brother Jimmy also spoke, reading his father's favorite poem at the funeral in the National Cathedral. The poem, Requiem, by Robert Louis Stevenson, was one that McCain reportedly read at his own father's funeral. A lighthearted moment when former Senator Joseph Lieberman spoke at the senator's funeral.
John loved to laugh and make others laugh. When he found a joke that people liked, he told it over and over and over again.
On the way to the National Cathedral, the motorcade made a brief stop at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where his wife Cindy laid a wreath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump says Bloomberg News printed an off-the-record comment he made during an interview that he wouldn't be making any compromises in talks with Canada. Trump talked about the leak while speaking Friday at an executive order signing in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When you say off-the-record, that's a very, it's not a legal term, but it's a term of honor. So when I say off-the-record, here's the story, in order really to save time. I don't want to waste a lot of time. They actually printed my off-the-record.
Trump blasted the dishonest reporting for complicating a potential deal with Canada. In another remark he didn't want published, Trump said the deal would be totally on our terms and reportedly suggested he tried to spook the Canadians with the threat of auto tariffs. Survivors of that deadly bus crash in New Mexico are speaking out. Passenger Robert Ward was sitting in the middle of the bus when it collided with a semi-truck.
All of a sudden I hear brakes lock up and I look out a little bit up further and I see the 18-wheeler coming up at us on an angle, only on one set of wheels.
He says he doesn't blame the driver, but at least two passengers are suing the truck company for negligence. Eight people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The bishop who officiated Friday's all-star funeral for Aretha Franklin is being grilled for how he received pop star Ariana Grande after her performance. Bishop Charles Ellis III joked that Grande's name sounded like something from the Taco Bell menu.
I certainly want to apologize to Ariana and to her fans and to her family and to her entire community if what I said was taken the wrong way.
He was also criticized for putting an arm around Grande above her waist with one hand against the side of her chest. Bishop Ellis offered an apology to Grande Friday. Stormy Daniels attorney Michael Avenatti is still talking about a run for president. He was in Las Vegas Friday speaking to a progressive political group.
I'm not interested in being a career politician. I'm interested in solving this dumpster fire of a presidency, and I think it's going to take a very unique candidate to challenge and successfully beat Donald Trump in 2020.
Avenatti says it's the only political office he's interested in running for. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio delivered the Democratic Weekly radio address. He said if the American worker isn't valued, Americans can't earn their way to a better life.
We need to overhaul how we think about the American economy. We know, first of all, corporations don't drive the economy, workers do. We grow the economy from the middle class out, not from the top down.
He says too often workers are nothing more than a line item in a budget. It's been 20 years since Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone made its U.S. debut. Pottermania has now spawned into 8 feature films, theme parks, and Broadway plays. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.